Lift Him Up, December 19. The Transformation of Grace. The end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer. Christ is pleased when His people manifest solidity, strength, and firmness of character, and when they have cheerful, happy, hopeful dispositions. Says Peter, "Gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Here is a lesson for us to learn. Here is a work for us to do to control the mind, not letting it drift on forbidden themes or spend its energies on trifling subjects. The end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. We are not only required to pray, but to guard the words and actions, and even the thoughts, to watch unto prayer. If the mind is centered upon heavenly things, the conversation will run in the same channel. The heart will overflow at the contemplation of the Christian's hope, the exceeding great and precious promises left on record for our encouragement, and our rejoicing in view of the mercy and goodness of God need not be repressed. It is a joy that no man can take from us. During the waking hours, the mind will be constantly employed. There may be some spasmodic flashes of thought, but the mind is not disciplined to steady, sober reflection. There are themes that demand serious consideration. They are those connected with a great plan of redemption, which is soon to be finished. Jesus is about to be revealed in the clouds of heaven, and what manner of characters must we have to enable us to stand in that day? By dwelling upon these themes of eternal interest, the mind is strengthened and the character developed. Here lies the foundation of that firm, unswerving principle which Joseph possessed. Here is the secret of growth in grace and in the knowledge of the truth. The religion of Christ is not what many think it is, nor what their lives represent it to be. The love of God in the soul will have a direct influence upon the life, and will call the intellect and the affections into active, healthful exercise. The child of God will not rest satisfied until he is clothed with the righteousness of Christ and sustained by his life-giving power. When he sees a weakness in his character, it is not enough to confess it again and again. He must go to work with determination and energy to overcome his defects by building up opposite traits of character. He will not shun this work because it is difficult. Untiring energy is required of the Christian, but he is not obliged to work in his own strength. Divine power awaits his demand. Everyone who is sincerely striving for the victory over self will appropriate the promise, "My grace is sufficient for thee."